Amen. Amen. And good evening to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord, back in the house of the Lord for those that were here this morning. But we know that everyone didn't make it this morning. They had to work. Somebody got to work. Used to be a time that not many people worked on Sundays, but now they don't care what day it is. They call you, you got to go to work. So it's good to be here. Everybody all right? You might as well smile and have some joy on your heart. You should have got a good nap, even if you were at worship service this morning. You should have got a good long nap today, right? Yes, because you're not sleeping on me tonight. Oh, no, none of that, not tonight. We're glad to be here tonight. It's glad to be a Christian. I love being a Christian. I love you, and I'm glad that we all in the same family, so we might as well just treat each other right. Yeah, you know, sometimes we fuss a little bit, but get over it and just get back together. Amen. We're praying for the sisters on their way from their retreat, and we're praying that they arrive here safely. The sisters asked me to have an encouraging message tonight, as they thought they were going to be here. And see that you don't never know what's going to happen. And they got I don't know, maybe they was fellowshipping too long, or eating too long, or shopping too long. I don't know what they were doing, but I told a few minutes ago, they said they're about 45 minutes away if nothing will happen to them. But I'm not waiting on them, you know that. We're going to worship the Lord and praise the Lord. Amen. But I did develop a lesson to encourage them, not just them, all of us. And so I'm not changing my lesson. I'm going to preach the lesson that they asked me to do, entitled Christian Women Know How to Love God with All Their Heart. Their theme for the retreat was sisters loving God with all their heart. And they tell me they had a wonderful time in the Lord. Sister Dansby, who's the wife of Brother Dansby in Baton Rouge, Shreveport, and her daughter, I think, were their two main speakers. Maybe I got it wrong, but something like that. And they said that they had a great time in the Lord. They worshiped with the Greenville Avenue Church today. Had great fellowship, and we are glad that they are on the way back home, because it's time to come on back home now. Been gone long enough. That first day was all right, brother Brent. That first night, it was kind of peaked up. I shouldn't say that. Y'all going to be telling Sister Smith. Some of them other brothers told me, too. They said, Brother, I enjoyed that quiet piece. Well, yeah, okay, we can say that in here. But yeah, the brothers don't know how to act, but they don't want too many nights now. Amen. I want to. The status of women, what would the status of women in the Western world as we know it be today had it not been for Jesus? If you know anything about history, or even now, you can take a look at the status of women in most present-day Islamic countries, and where women have been denied many rights that are available to men, even to this day. When they appear in public, they must be veiled. And some of them are trying to change that, and it's changed in some places. In Saudi Arabia, for instance, women are barred from driving an automobile. Yeah, and whether in Saudi Arabia or in even some other Arab countries where the Islamic religion is strongly adhered to, that a man even has the right to beat and sexually desert his wife and be sanctioned even through the Quran. And then you take ancient Greece, a respectable woman was not allowed to leave home or leave the house unless she was accompanied by a trustworthy male escort in ancient Greece. And the wife was not permitted to eat, interact with male guests in the husband's house. She had to retire to her woman's quarters when there were men present. And then you take the Roman law. In Roman law, it placed the woman under the absolute control of the husband. We say absolute. We know that many men today try to take control of women in the wrong way, and it backfires. But that's not of God anyway. The man had ownership of her in the Roman culture. He had ownership of his wife and all of her possessions. So she didn't really even have any possessions. He could divorce her. And even if the woman went out in public without her veil on, the man could divorce under Roman law. Husband had the power of life and death over a woman. And just like he did over his children. And with the Greeks, also the woman was not allowed to speak in public. And so you have the Greeks, you have the Romans, and then you have the Jewish women. The Jewish women, they were barred from public speaking. The oral law prohibited women from reading the Torah out loud. They could read it, but not out loud. The worship in the synagogue was segregated. And women were not allowed to be heard in the synagogue. Oh, but along comes Jesus and the New Testament, New Testament Christianity. And Jesus elevated, and he loved women and treated women with much dignity and much respect. Tonight, I don't have time to go into all the different occasions when Jesus was in the company of women, or he met a woman, and he surprised everybody around him with the way he treated women. And that ought to tell us as men today how we ought to be modeling our treatment, especially of our wives, after Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, you know it very well, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. And that was a mouthful, saying that he gave himself up for her so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself. Notice he said, That even refers to the church as a her. And he says he might present himself, the church, in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. And that's the way we say, not just us men, but all of us should want to have holy and blameless women, Christian women. And that's I tell you, it's a beautiful prize. It's a beautiful thing. Brothers, if you got a woman that's a Christian woman who is holy and blameless, boy, you ought to treat her like the queen she is. Amen, somebody? Yes. And you're a model of what Christ is trying. Christ, that's what Christ wants. And really, if you tell the truth about it, all of us are married to Christ. We are Christ's bride. And so in that sense, we all are women, if you will. Oh, Brother Gary, don't say that. Jesus said it. He said, we're the church. And we are subject to Christ. But boy, it's easy to be subject to somebody like Christ. Yes, it is. And some of these women will tell you, if my husband acted like Christ, I would. Yeah, that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful. Yes. And so we see that example. Could that be the reason that women express extraordinary love for the Master? Yeah, and I know this was my title, Christian Women Know How to Love God with All Their Heart, because you just got so many examples of it. It seemed like women loving on Jesus, I'm not going to, should I say, differently than men, but they showed their love. I thought about that as I was reading these scriptures this week. I said, boy, I got a good wife. I got a good wife. I need to be a good husband because I want her to love me just like Jesus. The women love Jesus. I want her to love me like that, because when you got somebody like that, boy, that's amazing. They loved on Jesus. Love Jesus hard. The brother read and you hear, and Brother DeCure just read and you hear in a little bit. Let me reread it. It says in John 12:3, Mary took a pound of very costly perfume. Some of your translations will say spikenard. It's pure nard. Very costly. I like that. I like that. She took it. It said the cost would be, and you can almost figure it. Well, when we read, you'll see it. It says this: and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. Yeah. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't put no junk on Jesus. She didn't buy that. She didn't get that perfume you get on the corner. They tell you it's the real thing. And they only paid $2 for it. Brothers, you don't do that to your wife every now and then. You don't go buy one off the corner and have that name on it and tell her, baby, this the real thing. Come on now. Come on, brother. Come on. My wife, you know what? I'm convicted, because we were in Macy's a few weeks ago. We took some of the students, and one of our brothers here is general manager of Macy's. Boy, he just showed them. He just did a wonderful job of introducing us. And they took us to all the departments, and we went to the perfume department and had the girls. They were just trying stuff, and my wife was in there, and she was trying. And they had one. I can't remember. I tell you what, if I go back, I get the name of it. And we were there. She tried. She said, "Ooh, smell this." I said, "Ooh, that smells good." And I said, "Well, how much it cost?" And we looked at the box. It was a package. It was looking. I said, "Ooh, ooh." I wanted to say, "Don't smell that good no more." Yeah, you know, Sister KB. She said, "Well, you know, I don't wear." She wear maybe one or two different kinds, you know. And she said, "Well, I really like this." And you know, Sister KB, she went and talked to the manager. She went and talked to him. She said, "Well, can you get how much is this? Do you have to buy it in the pack?" And I heard it, but I was standing over here acting like I didn't hear. And she talked that man down to a price. But you know, I'm sorry. I got biz. I said, "Babe, we got to get these kids out of here." And I didn't get it. And I'm convicted now that I'm speaking these words. I know what you're going to say. Go on, get it, Brother Gary. Go on, get it. I might have to go back. I'm thinking, the Sister KB, does she deserve that? No, but... I didn't hear number sisters there. Yeah, well, and I know I got to get it now, because as soon as y'all see Sister KB, we got him. He ready now. Just ask him one time. Boy, y'all too tough. Too tough for me. But listen to this. But Judas, this is the fourth verse, Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was intended to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?" And you know, this is not about Judas, but I just wanted you to see the value. A denarii was said to be 1 year's wages. No, excuse me. Yeah, one day's wages. One day's wages, a denarii. So 300 denarii, that means that this woman put perfume that would have cost about a year. So she put the best on Jesus. And I was thinking about that. I said, you know, that's really what you do for people that you deeply care about. When you love some things, some people, "Girl, why are you doing all that? Why are you always going to church and they don't understand." Yeah, yeah. And this woman, she put, a lot of folk would have said, Judas wasn't on, a lot of folks said, "Girl, I don't know, I wouldn't be," but you don't, yeah. And She loved. She Jesus had done for her, and she wanted. This was a small price to pay. Yeah. When a woman loves, well, women can love so hard and so good. Praise the Lord for women. Praise the Lord for Christian women. Listen to John chapter 4, verse 39. John 4, 39. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all the things that I have done." You know who that woman was. Jesus met her at the well. That she had been married, been with five husbands, and was with somebody that wasn't even a husband then. And Jesus had the nerve enough to talk, to sit down and have a long conversation with this woman. And this woman, he told her all that she had done, but Lord have mercy, he introduced her to the living water. Amen. Is there a price? And this woman went out and told all her friends and just spread the word. You know how women, now, you know one thing, that they say that women naturally, most women, maybe not all, but most women naturally have the desire and need to talk more. And you get a Christian woman who loved Jesus, and she going to talk about Jesus. She going to talk about Jesus. Some of you, raise your hand if you remember Sister Dennis. Remember Sister Dennis? You here a while? You go to Sister Dennis' house, and you be there 30 seconds, and she talking about Jesus. Amen? Yes, she. Now, what man you know? Now, I'm not saying no. I'm sure we got some spiritual men, but boy, a Christian woman talking about their testimony and telling folk about Jesus is a powerful, powerful, powerful tool. Listen to Acts chapter 16, verse 14, Acts 16, 14. A woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken. Paul was preaching the gospel. He was preaching about Jesus, the love of Christ. Now, I don't know. Maybe it was because of the way women had been treated in the past that they had. Now God gives them this deliverance. Now there is no more male and female, no either Jew nor Gentile. We all. Now the women see that and they're like, Lord, this is deliverance. I want to serve somebody like them. And then look at else what it says. It says, and when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, that's a woman, saying, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay. And she prevailed on us. Yeah, that's a Christian woman. Oh, come on. You blessed us. Now we got to bless you. I got to bless you. Come on. Sit, come and eat. Y'all, no, you going to sit down. We fix it. Y'all going to stay with us tonight. We going to feed you. We got some sisters like that in the church. Yeah, some sisters like that right here in the Fifth Ward Church. I bless you. Don't let these men stunt your enthusiasm for God. I'm eating better. I'm trying to eat better. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I tell you what, sometimes it get hard. Sisters be bringing me stuff. Y'all keep bringing it. I can't eat it all, but I can. I can't eat everything. I can't eat all of everything, but I can get a little pinch of it. Amen. You know why I say keep bringing? Because I love the love. You know. I don't want to ever stop anybody expressing their love for God, love for his word, and love, notice, for God's people. And see, there's a blessing, there's a two-way blessing. There's a blessing, yes, for me because I'm receiving, but there's also a blessing for you. Amen. Christian women. And then in Matthew chapter 27, verse 55, came to the end of Jesus' life, a very difficult time. Jesus is on the cross. And all of the apostles had basically scattered. They're scared to death. Peter denied him, but it wasn't just Peter. The others also scattered. Perhaps John was at the cross. Jesus gave his mother to John. But the scripture says many women were there looking on from a distance. No, this is Matthew's account. It says many women were there. So Jesus, he really touched a lot of women. And you see in other passages where they ministered to him. And they ministered of their own means. They didn't ask the brothers, can we take something out the treasure? They ministered of their own means to Jesus Christ. And they were there. And you know what they were doing. Crying. Sobbing. Weeping. Who had followed Jesus from Galilee. And in Mark's account, Mark 15:40 says, there were also some women, same account, just a different account, but it named some of them. There were also some women looking on from a distance, among who were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Alas, and Hoseas, and Salome. And it, so it named some of the women who are beautiful. Beautiful. At the time, I guess you couldn't call them Christian women because the church hadn't been established, but they were believers and lovers, lovers of Jesus and lovers of God. Can you imagine the Fifth Ward Church of Christ without Christian women? I don't even want to imagine it. And I thank God for the influence Christian women have in the Lord's church. Amen. And God, his son Jesus, would have it no other way. I hope no woman, no person, even no man devalue or underestimate the priceless value that you bring to the kingdom of God. And we want to encourage each of you, all of us, to do everything we can to build a kingdom as God would have it. And we know that God is sure enough going to bless us. God is good. You're here tonight and you're not a child of God. You could become one by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all your sins and confess Jesus Christ and be baptized in water, then you too can be added to the body of Christ. And if you live faithful unto death, he'll give you a crown that fadeth not away. You need to come. Won't you come as we stand and sing the song?
Oh, do not let the world depart. And close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinners, harden not your